1969, legendary dancer and choreographer Arthur Mitchell, along with Carl Shook, founded the Dance Theater of Harlem. 5 decades later, the theater continues to provide an environment where Black artists can flourish. But like many of their peers, the Dance Theater of Harlem had to hit a long pause on live performances during the pandemic. This weekend, the company is returning to the stage. They'll be performing Passage, a piece first created in 2019 to mark 400 years since the first enslaved Africans arrived in 1619 Virginia. Choreographer Claudia Schreier and composer Jesse Montgomery teamed up to create movement and music embodying the anguish and honoring the ancestry of those early African arrivals. Claudia told me about choreographing a dance that conveys the evil of slavery while celebrating the struggle for freedom.
More than anything else, I would say that the work speaks to a sense of momentum. And the music in particular has a thematic through line that is based in water. The title of the ballet Passage speaks directly to the Middle Passage. And so the ballet has somewhat of an allegorical bent to it in terms of how we follow our characters from beginning to end. But ultimately, there is no black or white way to tell this story, to tell our story, to tell any element of our collective through line. It is as much about joy and release and freedom as it is about pain and suffering and all of the horrific elements of the past that in some way, unfortunately define who we are as a people. And so all of that, I believe, went into crafting the ballet, crafting the music, and then developing the relationship between the two.
And Jesse, I think I want to ask you something similar. As you're composing, does it begin for you with a single sound or a single instrument? How do you begin the sonic journey of the Middle Passage?
Like Claudia mentioned, we started with, I feel like we both started with this image of water, even though when we discuss it, you know, it's like, I can't remember if I came up with the musical water sounds first and then Claudia, you then worked off of that, or if we both, it felt very organic in terms of like where we were going to start, mm-hmm. In terms of the water imagery. And for me, that water is the story, you know, that was where all of the mystery, all of the struggle, the movement, the unknowing lives in that imagery. And so I felt, you know, that's, as you hear the music unfold, that again, that theme just keeps coming back and coming back. And so it's a sort of abstracted version of, you know, all of those feelings, all of the unknown, that is embodied in that, in the representation of water and of the Middle Passage. So again, and working in music as a medium in general, you know, it's a really beautiful place to explore those kind of like, in some cases, more abstract relationships to harder truths. And so that was, you know, a really purpose. It was gave a lot of purpose to the piece and was a really meaningful thing to explore with Claudia.
I'm wondering for both of you, what it means to you to have the Dance Theater of Harlem perform this piece, to perform Passage.
It's hard to put into words what it means. In a way, this is the only company that could have done this work. And it was born out of the history of the company, truly. We are standing on the shoulders of Arthur Mitchell with every step that we take. You know, he founded Dance Theater of Harlem in response to the assassination of Dr. King in 1968. By 1971, Dance Theater of Harlem was making its debut at the Guggenheim. And I've had the opportunity to present at the Guggenheim for Works in Process a few times now. And it is not lost on me that I am standing in the very space where Arthur Mitchell made history just decades ago. And I would not be there presenting my own work with DTH, with Miami City Ballet, with all of these extraordinary companies that inspire me and drive me to move forward and pass it on to the next generation. So much of that is is due to his efforts and his legacy. And Mr. Mitchell created a dance company that was for everyone. He truly believed that dance was for everyone and that everyone should have a chance to explore their passion. And if dance is their passion, or dentistry, or biomedical engineering, whatever that is, there's so much that ballet can offer in the sense of discipline and passion and forward thinking and drive and camaraderie. And all of that is wrapped into the art of ballet. And I carry that with me as well. So for me, it is everything. Working with DTH here and bringing this work to the stage is such an honor.
To add, being two Black women working in the classical arts, the contemporary classical arts, as we call them, this is a significant evolution, I think, in our society as a culture. And it's an evolution for Black people in the arts, for us to be in the positions that we are, to create art at a high level, and to continue this legacy of perseverance and joy and creativity. And I'm just, I'm living in this piece more and more every time we do it. And I'm just, thrilled and always so grateful for the commitment and dedication that's, being proven over and over again by our experience. And it's just a real pleasure.
Claudia Schreier, choreographer of Passage, and Jesse Montgomery, composer of Passage. Their piece has its New York premiere this weekend, performed by the Dance Theater of Harlem at New York City Center as part of the City Center Dance Festival. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.